So, it's finished here at the Weaver Stadium, Nantwich Town 1, Altrincham 1, with Altrincham manager Phil Parkinson. Phil, your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, delighted to come back from one down, and I can't remember how long we were down to 10 men for, a large majority of the game. But the
I think it went about 38.
Was
so,
it? Yeah, so a big chunk of the game, and I felt, even though we were down to 10 men, I still... Like I said, the last game, I do truly believe in this group's good enough to sort of be able to stand up to anything like that. And they showed that tonight. And they had to. I was really disappointed with the fact that I feel like I'm going to be a bit of a broken record and say, we dominated the opening exchanges and conceded a goal. And obviously getting a man sent off really rubbed salt in the wound. So that was really frustrating from my viewpoint. But the grit and determination, the desire, all the things that you'd naturally expect from players, they really showed. Because they could have chucked the towel in here tonight. It felt like it was going to be, because I'd come back to Nantwich and we'd had a man sent off and we'd lost that game Saturday. Is it going to go against us again? But do you know what? I knew at our time, and I looked in the players' eyes, I knew that they would come out fighting, and they did. I mean, I had to make a few changes, obviously. The disappointing one is having to sort of Josh Hancock coming off when all his family and friends are at Nantwich. But again, it was just something that I felt I needed to do. It wasn't particularly how Josh was playing, but it's not something I want to do because he's been a great player for us so far this season. But we made the changes, and I think the instrumental one was where we went really brave and we just went man for man at the back and pushed the extra man into midfield, bearing in mind we've got the man less. And I thought we definitely deserve to get a draw. I mean, I don't think it was a penalty. I think we got a bit of luck there. He was probably outside the area. But I felt we deserved that bit of luck. I felt we were the ones we were really trying to push to get the goal. And then, obviously, when we got the goal, we just sort of held our own for 8 minutes there where we put men behind the ball and made it difficult for them. So, delighted with the result. Delighted with the offensive performance. Scratching my head defensively with conceding a shot again. I think maybe they had more than a shot. I'm doing them an injustice there, but something was come out of nothing where we should be controlling that situation. Really disappointing with the sending off and the way it happened, and we've addressed that with the player. But overall, the lads really showed all the things they've been questioned about in terms of do players want to play for Altie. I think the lads showed that there. They went to the very bitter end and showed real desire to get back into a game that a lot would have just... I've lost that, but my players went to the end.
Fans were massively behind you as well tonight, you know, coming numbers. You know yourself, when you come to Nantwich, you know this club as well as anybody, Phil. You only get anything out of it when you put the work rate in. Talk about Johnny Johnston down the wing. He was, again, the work rate, and James Poole in the middle of the park pulling the strings. I know you don't like single players out, but them two were influential in this game, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we missed James on Saturday in terms of his creative entity, but I think what people didn't see, what James did tonight as well, he put a shift in as well. He really worked hard to get on his man, which isn't something he finds probably natural because he is a very creative entity, and that's why I brought him to the club. But he really had to put the work rate in today. Obviously, JJ was a threat all game. We've just got to get that little bit more end product out of him because he's such a good player and such a threat. As soon as he starts delivering that end product with a cross or a shot, then we're really going to have a bit of an unstoppable winger there. And the thing is, I'm saying we've played well, and I don't think we're clicking yet. We played really well. So I think we played better than we did tonight on Saturday against Stafford Rangers. I thought we were superb there, but I'm not allowed to say that when we lose, apparently. But it's something that I know I can look at that front three, front four, and I know they're going to score us goals when they start to click. I'm not saying about gelling, but it's just clicking, and it's just not quite there yet because we're getting in some fantastic positions, and those types of players, if they keep getting in them positions, are going to score goals, and I believe that. And listen, the history books say it because that's why they're here, the good, good players who score goals, and I know they'll come good. I've just got to persevere with them and make sure we're doing the right things. Just on the fans, I'd just like to address that as well. The fans were outstanding tonight. I mean, that's all I want them to do. We sing the boys home. Even when we were down to 10 men, 1-0 down, they kept singing, they kept us going, and I loved the fact that we could go over at the end and clap them because that's what I want to do. Obviously, it was very hard Saturday with the reception we got at the end, but rightly so. Altrincham shouldn't be losing games 3-0 at home on the opening game of the season, but I want my players to be able to go over to the fans and clap them at the end, and they were able to do that tonight, which I really enjoyed.
a lot of pressure on you as a manager, Phil, because there's expectations. You brought in some quality footballers. You know, we spoke on a podcast last week. Everyone was talking about Alti, and you know, you think that you're going to be right up there. So you've got that pressure, but you want that, won't you?
Yeah,
you want
course,
the challenge.
Yeah. That's why all these players have come here, because they want that weight of expectancy on the shoulders. And I think it's just been maybe a bolt out of the blue how hard they've got to work, because every single game, people are going to be playing against James Poole, John Johnson, Jordan Hume, Josh Hancock, these big players in this level of football. And they're going to be playing above and beyond themselves. And my players, I think that's the bit that they learnt tonight, and they really showed it second half, is they've got to be at their best every game. Not 90%, not 80%. That's not going to be enough. They've got to be at the best, because players are playing at 120% against them, because it's them. And I think I think that'll be a really good thing for us tonight, the fact that we come together and come back. And like I say, I think we'll really kick on now.
How important as well is it, you know, you always talk about the squad. You know, you brought Piersey off the bench tonight, you brought Chris Lynch, who's, you know, we know what Chris Lynch is all about. You've got quality on the bench, and that's going to be really important as you go throughout the season.
Yeah, strength and depth. I mean, I haven't got Josh Amos at my disposal at the moment because he had his appendix out. He's a massive miss for us, especially in a game like this. He would have been perfect for him. And obviously Sean Miller, who was probably our leading light last season, who I've not really seen a great deal of, but everyone tells me what a great player he is. And listen, we get them two players back, it's another bit to our armoury. And like I say, young Lawrence come on, did really well. Ringo did ever so well in that midfield. They really worked hard. But that's what we've got to do. We've got to win them battles first and then let our football do the talking. But the frustrating thing for me is, and you've heard me say this many times, John, is for me, we've controlled the game for long periods of time. I know it's a bit more difficult when we went to 10, but then when we matched them up, I felt we got that control again. We've got to be more ruthless in front of goal, and that will come. I know that will come. That's the most difficult part of the game, and we've got to be locked tight at the back. We can't keep conceding a nothing goal, which I felt that was tonight, and I thought the defenders did really well, but they've got to do better. They've got to be more ruthless at the back.
And one final thing, I've got to ask it before I go. You know, you're a local lad, come back, important for you to get a point today and get yourselves off, you know, off the mark in the table as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I said last week that it's a no-win situation for me. Obviously, I want to win because I'm the Altrincham manager, but I live in Nantwich, I'm 5 minutes on the ground. I'm sure I would have got slaughtered, as I have this week, unrightly, unjustly so, on some of the comments. A bit disappointed with some of the fans, but in general, I've had a great reception. They've been superb. The Nantwich fans have always been good to me, but I like to think I've always been good to them. I've been a winner as a player. I brought success back as a manager. I wish Nantwich all the best moving forward. Perfect scenario for me is we finish first, they finish second. That would suit me down to the ground. But listen, obviously, it's very competitive. They want to do well, I want to do well. But I love Nantwich, I always have, I always will. I live in the town. But for me, all that matters at the moment is Altrincham Football Club. I'm living, breathing, eating, drinking. Everything's red and white. My wife's going crazy at the moment.
Enjoying it, Phil.
Changing the house colour. Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Like I say, we needed that tonight. We needed just to turn that corner and make sure the fans believed in what we're doing, because it is difficult when they've had two bad seasons to believe when you're losing. But I knew after Saturday that there was enough there to show that we're going to go and win games. We're not going to beat everyone 5-1 and things like that. We've got to earn the right to be the Altrincham Football Club that everyone wants us to be, and we will. I've seen enough character, I've seen enough creativity to know that we'll do that.
Well done, Phil. Cheers.
Cheers, John. Thank you.
Nice one. Cheers, Pa.